This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. American companies with international operations are in kind of a tough spot right now. A lot of them are facing pressure to respond to the visa restrictions out from the Trump administration, while at the same time trying to avoid drawing the ire of the president and his Twitter feed. Pressures most keenly felt at the moment by companies operating in Mexico, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
President Trump has been clear. He says he will bring back industrial and manufacturing jobs from Mexico, and he'll be happy to call out companies like Carrier and Ford to prevent them from expanding south of the border. Salvador Contreras teaches economics at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. He says many companies are just trying to conduct business as usual.
What I suspect is going to happen is they're going to continue to operate steady as we go while they get better clarification.
But some Mexicans who work the assembly lines at these factories, called maquiladoras, are worried about Trump's plans. Viviana Valenzuela makes plastic dishes in Nogales, Mexico, that are also exported to the U.S.
Among the employees, we talk and make comments, and it's logical. We're all bothered by what he's doing and what he wants to do to the Mexicans.
Trump promises to renegotiate trade deals like NAFTA to get better deals for American workers, and has indicated he's open to taxing goods coming from Mexico to help pay for a border wall. Here's Press Secretary Sean Spicer talking with reporters on a recent flight.
If you think about what a border tax on imports from countries like Mexico that we have a huge trade deficit does, that's really going to provide the funding.
That's one idea the Trump administration is floating. It's unlikely, though, American companies will pack up shop and leave Mexico anytime soon.
You can't just, you know, turn off the lights and walk away.
That's Professor Contreras at the University of Texas again.
I mean, these are, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars investments in infrastructure and facilities and training people to produce the goods and services that they produce.
Which is why another factory worker in Nogales, Jose Antunes, isn't worried about his job at a tampon factory.
A majority of the businesses that come from the United States or other countries, what they look for is stability and ways to save money. And in this aspect, I think we're fine.
Not to mention that pay at these factories is still a fraction of what it is in the U.S. And the Mexican peso hasn't been doing so well against the dollar since Trump's election. That could make it even cheaper for American companies to stay put, even with a tax. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Kimberly's reporting down on the border was supported by the International Women's Media Foundation's Adelante Reporting Initiative.